Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod, and today we've got your newbie lesson of the day. I'm JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
And Liliana, what kind of a lesson do we have today?
Today we have a lesson of greeting each other.
So a lesson for greeting. So
exactly.
I imagine in English we'd say like, what do we say? Hi, how are you?
Exactly. So okay. Yeah, we're going to learn this and there's going to be some cultural connotations there, some
cultural
insights.
Connotations.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that. Hey, is there anything that you want us to listen for specifically in this dialogue?
Yes. One of the keywords that you're going to find a little different is going to be guapa.
Guapa.
Yes.
Guapa. Now, what does that mean, guapa?
Guapa means beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. So what are we going to say? Hello, beautiful. Is it going to be like that?
Yeah, basically you're going to say, you know, in Spanish, we like to compliment each other. We like to say something nice to each other, you know, and this is very useful if you're saying hello to a female friend. If it's someone you know that you are comfortable with, then you can say hola guapa.
Hola guapa, just like that?
Yes.
Hola guapa.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
But is it a little too forward, do you think? Do you think it's a little...
You mean flirty?
Is it flirty?
No, I mean, you can make it flirty, obviously, with intonation, if you say hola guapa like, or something like that. But no, if you're very comfortable, you can say just hola guapa. I mean, it's a nice thing to say. It's not as intense as in the United States,
as
you know,
in,
like
hello, beautiful.
Exactly. It's yeah. not that type.
Yeah, that sounds like harassment, actually. You have to
no,
be careful.
No. Yeah. Okay. In the States you will get sued for that. But no, not in Latin America. It's okay. You can say that. In fact, if you say to a girl, I mean, she's going to feel great, you know? If
okay.
that's the first thing you hear in the morning when you go to class or for work, it's great.
That's great. Now, how do you say it again?
Hola, guapa.
Hola, guapa. All right. Let's listen for that in the dialogue. You're going to hear it three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Hola, guapa. ¿Cómo te va?
Bien, bien. ¿Y tú, qué tal?
Todo bien. Gracias.
Me alegra.
Second time.
Hola, guapa. ¿Cómo te va?
Bien, bien. ¿Y tú, qué tal?
Todo bien. Gracias.
Me alegra.
Third time.
Hola, guapa. ¿Cómo te va?
Bien, bien. ¿Y tú, qué tal?
Todo bien. Gracias.
Me alegra.
All right, that was our dialogue for today. Listen, if you didn't understand it, don't worry, because Liliana and I are here to translate it for you. After the translation, we're going to go into an analysis of the dialogue, and then you're going to hear it three times again. So if you didn't get it the first time, don't worry. Let's go into the translation.
Hola, guapa. ¿Cómo te va?
Hi, beautiful. How's it going for you?
Hola, guapa. ¿Cómo te va?
Hey, sweetie. How's it going?
Hola, guapa. ¿Cómo te va? Bien, bien. ¿Y tú qué tal?
Fine, fine. And you? What's up?
Bien, bien. ¿Y tú qué tal?
Good, good. What about you? What's up?
Todo bien, gracias.
Everything's fine, thanks.
Todo bien, gracias.
All good, thanks.
Todo bien, gracias. Me alegra.
That makes me happy.
Me alegra.
I'm glad.
Me alegra.
Excellent. Now, folks, if you heard me translate it two different ways, don't be shocked or anything. I just translated it the first time a little more on the, what would you say, the literal side, right? You know, kind of what the words mean. And then the second time I translated it, because languages don't translate exactly one-to-one. So on the second time, I translated more of a colloquial, more of a regular, the regular American English that I speak. So I hope that helps you. All right. So, Liliana, are you ready to go into the analysis?
Yes, I'm
All
ready.
Right, let's break it down for the people. Here we go. How do you say, hi, beautiful, or hey, sweetheart?
Hola, guapa. Hola, guapa.
Hola, guapa. Now, as you said before, this is a compliment, and women like to hear it, correct?
Yes, and it's simple, it's easy, yeah, it's just great.
Hola, guapa. All right, and how do you say, how's it going for you?
¿Cómo te va? ¿Cómo te va?
¿Cómo te va? All right. So how's it going for you? Now, that's the literal translation. In English, we would probably just say, how's it going? How's it going? But actually, in Spanish, let's take a quick look at this question. ¿Cómo te va? How's it going for you? Now, which word means how?
¿Cómo?
¿Cómo? ¿Cómo means how? So you can, when you want to ask how anything, you just use the word.
Yes, you use the words. For example, if you want to say...
How do you make tacos?
Exactly. How do you make tacos? Mm. ¿Cómo haces tacos? ¿Cómo okay. los puedes hacer?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So the word again for how was...
¿Cómo?
All right. Now, what's the word for going?
Va.
Okay. So, va.
Yes.
Va. It goes or it's going. And then the word for you is...
Te.
Te. All right. Now, in English, we say, how's it going for you? In Spanish, you put that for you before the verb. So, it sounds like...
¿Cómo te va?
¿Cómo te va? All right. So, don't worry now if you don't understand the word order stuff. It's going to come to you, and we're here for you. All right? So, moving on to the next line, the answer to how's it going was fine, fine. How do we say that?
Bien, bien.
Bien, bien. Bien, yeah. bien. Pretty good. So, fine, fine, or good, good. All right. And then the person wants to turn it around and ask the question, how about you?
¿Y tú qué tal? ¿Y tú qué tal?
¿Y tú qué tal?
Yes. Okay.
So what part of that is, what about you or how about you?
¿Y tú?
¿Y tú? All right. Now, literally, that's and you.
Yes.
Right? But that's how you say it in Spanish. That's the normal way to say it in Spanish.
Yeah. This is the very common way to say it. We don't have as long as English. How about you? Right. We just say, ¿y tú?
Right. In English, that translates literally to and you. But if I said, I'm fine, and you, you'd think that, you know, I was possessed by a spirit or something from the past. All right. So how do you say and you?
¿Y tú?
All right. Now, this next phrase that we have, this next question, is it was hard for us to translate, you know, and we say it every day, but when we look at it, you know, we tried to break it down in the words, and it just doesn't work. So we're not going to look at what the words mean. We're just going to look at what the phrase means. And the phrase means, what's up? And we say...
¿Qué tal?
¿Qué tal?
Yes.
Okay. And it's a question, right? ¿Qué tal?
¿Qué tal?
¿Qué tal?
Yeah.
And it means, what's up? Or
yeah. What about you? How? What's up? How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So actually, in this dialogue, we have two ways to say what's up. So the first one was...
¿Cómo te va?
And the second one was...
¿Qué tal?
All right. Are they different in any way?
Not really. It would be different in the way people respond to it. If you say, ¿Cómo te va? You usually say... good, bad, so-so. Mm-hmm. But if you say, ¿qué tal? It's like, what's up with you? There's something new with you. So if I say, ¿qué tal? And I have a new boyfriend. I say, oh, everything's good. I have a boyfriend. You know, it's
okay.
more...
So it's more of a general.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Okay. So moving on to the next line. The answer, of course, to what's up is, everything's fine, thanks.
Todo bien, gracias. Todo bien. Gracias.
All right. Now, which part of that means everything's fine?
Todo bien. Todo bien.
Oh, todo bien. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Todo bien.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, basically it means todo, all, bien, good. So, this can translate in English. You do say all good.
It's all good. Oh, yeah. It's all good.
Yeah, you can say it, right?
I sound silly when I say it. Some people can say it. All good. Everything's fine. All right. Tell us one more time how to say it.
Todo bien.
Okay, and how do you say thank you?
Gracias.
Gracias.
Gracias, yes.
Gracias. Okay, we know how to say that. So, gracias just means thank you. And so, everything's fine, thanks.
Todo bien, gracias. Todo bien, gracias.
Excellent. And then finally, the last line, that makes me happy, or I'm glad.
Me alegra. Me alegra.
Me alegra. Okay, me alegra means I'm glad, and that makes me happy. The verb... is
alegra.
Alegra. Mm-hmm. And then it makes me happy. What's the me part?
Me.
Okay.
Me. Yeah.
So altogether it's
me alegra.
Me alegra. It makes me happy. All right. And that's just a way to say I'm glad. All right.
Exactly. Yeah. So you think it's useful, right? It's nice.
Yeah. All of these things are useful. Me alegra.
And they're simple. Remember, Spanish is easy, and if you stick with us, it's just gonna be getting better and better.
I hope so. I hope so. Let's listen to the dialogue three more times.
Dialogue, first time.
Hola, guapa. ¿Cómo te va?
Bien, bien. ¿Y tú? ¿Qué tal?
Todo bien. Gracias.
Me alegra.
Second time.
Hola, guapa. ¿Cómo te va?
Bien, bien. ¿Y tú? ¿Qué tal?
Todo bien. Gracias.
Me alegra.
Third time.
Hola, guapa. ¿Cómo te va?
Bien, bien. ¿Y tú, qué tal?
Todo bien. Gracias.
Me alegra.
Okay, so let's go back to our key word of the day. It's such a juicy word. I like it. Hola, guapa.
Guapa. And in fact, you know, in Spain, they use it a lot, even mm-hmm. between women. If I see, for example, my friend and she's a woman, I said, hola, guapa. So they use it a lot. In other parts of Latin America, they could use linda.
Linda.
Yeah. Hola, linda.
All right. Now, that to me sounds more Mexican.
Yeah, maybe. It can be used also in Colombia, for example.
Okay.
And linda is like pretty. You know? But
right.
sometimes we use completely the opposite. Obviously, people just use it with friends that you're very comfortable and you know that there won't be as a joke, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We also say, hola, fea.
Fea, fea. Doesn't fea mean ugly?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, ¿qué pasó, fea? Like, what's up?
Oh, that's your girlfriend, though. I mean,
yeah,
that's not, you don't.
Yeah, you don't say, this is for just joking around. You
all
know?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And gentlemen don't say it to their girlfriends either, do they?
No.
Okay, good. So, hola, guapa. That's definitely, okay, that's a compliment you can use anytime. Now, I just have one question I've been dying to ask since the beginning of the dialogue. What if your friend is, you know, she's a nice personality, but not so good looking?
No, you can still say it.
You can still say it.
Of course, yeah. I mean, this is way to compliment each other. It's just a very simple and colloquial expression.
Okay.
So don't worry about the looks. Just say it. Hola, guapa.
Hola, guapa. All
yeah.
right. And you'll make a lot of friends that way.
Exactly. And you can also say it to a guy. You know, if you're a girl and he's your friend. Hola, guapo.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, I like that. All right, Liliana. All right, folks, that's our discussion for today. If you would like to go further with this dialogue and perhaps look at the PDF, if you'd like to look at the transcript, you can download that PDF just by going to SpanishPod.com. And there you can find all sorts of things, exercises, dialogue, even the sound files of the separate sentences. So and everything you need to really get into this dialogue. So that's it for us today. I guess it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.